welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters. We devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We are rounding out with day 7 of our Redeeming Your Time devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. As always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick with the Devo. The scripture is Mark chapter 11, verses 11 through 15. And they say this: So Jesus came to Jerusalem and went into the temple. After looking around carefully at everything, he left because it was late in the afternoon. Then he returned to Bethany with the 12 disciples. The next morning, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. He noticed a fig tree in full leaf a little way off, so he went over to see if he could find any figs. But there were only leaves because it was too early in the season for fruit. Then Jesus said to the tree, "May no one ever eat your fruit again." And the disciples heard him say it. When they arrived back in Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the people buying and selling animals for sacrifices. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. The devotional says, "The life of Jesus and his disciples was busy. But as my friend John Mark Comer has pointed out, Jesus never came off hurried. Pastor Kevin DeYoung put it this way: Jesus was busy, but never in a way that made him frantic, anxious, irritable, proud, envious, or distracted by lesser things." Well, that's very convicting. I love that. So what is the difference between busyness and hurry? Busyness is having a lot of meetings on your calendar. Hurry is scheduling those meetings back to back, forcing you to sprint from one to the next without enough time to think. Busyness is having a lot of errands to run. Hurry is getting mad about choosing the wrong line at the grocery store because you have no margin for the 30 seconds you lost by choosing lane 3 instead of lane 4. Busyness is attending 3 Bible studies a week. Hurry is not having enough time and stillness to listen to God's voice in between those Bible studies. How can we be busy without being hurried? We must get good at counting the cost of our time. Jesus provides an excellent case study of this in Mark chapter 11. Verse 15 tells us that Jesus' plan all along was to overturn some tables and drive out the vendors who were turning the temple into a den of robbers. So why not do this the night before? Why wait? Of course, we can't answer those questions definitively, but given Jesus' track record as a busy but unhurried guy, here's my guess. I think Jesus had counted the cost of his time. Look at Mark chapter 11, verse 11. Jesus, quote, "went into the temple courts, looked around at everything, but since it was already late, decided to not cram any more activity into what had already been a busy day." You can almost hear him muttering to himself, "It can wait." Could Jesus have squeezed in a little table flipping before he retired for the night? Sure, but he chose not to. He had counted the cost and knew that adding anything else to his already busy day would have tipped the scales from busy to hurry. Jesus' example brings us to the 7th and final principle we need to redeem our time. Principle number 7, eliminate all hurry. To redeem our time in the model of our Redeemer, we must embrace productive busyness while ruthlessly eliminating hurry from our lives. How can we eliminate hurry today? Part of the answer is getting better at saying no to requests for our time. And I gotta be honest, y'all, I am experiencing that right now. When I tell you that I got 2 phone calls and 3 texts, all kind of like actually important stuff, while I was reading that devotional, like I'm literally reading the devotional and I'm talking to our editor and I'm like, "Hey, I think I need to respond to this thing real quick." But then I was like, "Oh, wait a second. This devotional is telling me not to be hurried. Like, you can be busy without being hurried." And so how do I navigate this? So I just think it's so funny the way God works for me specifically right now, where like I'm getting a lesson in this right now. Cause whenever I read that part of this devotional about how Jesus was busy, and the difference between being busy and hurried is being frantic and anxious. And I'm sure you all know that feeling when, guess what? You're late to work, you're late to class, you're late to whatever it may be, and then guess what? Traffic hits. Maybe you're out of gas. Maybe the train's late, whatever that may be. How can I build margin into that? That way, whenever I look at my metaphorical tables the night before, I can say, you know what? That can wait. I can wait till tomorrow because I'm still going to accomplish the thing I'm set here to accomplish, but I'm not going to do it in a way that would cause me to be anxious, frantic, or have too much on my plate to where it's going to now impact the next day. And I saw this quote. I wish I knew who the quote was from, so I apologize for not knowing that. But basically, the quote was, anxiousness is thinking about the future without Jesus in it. And I was like, oh my word. Like that is me right now, where the stuff that you're anxious about is worrying about the future without adding Jesus into the equation, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And so as we are navigating, trying to, I don't know if the right word is simplify or unhurry. I don't know the best way to say that. As we're trying to make our lives have a healthy rhythm between running and rest, I think that it's so important to make sure that Jesus is the equation of that for us. We need to stop trying to do things without consulting him, running to him in prayer for guidance, for support, for help, for favor. Like, pray for favor. Ask God for peace in the situation. Run to him for comfort over the things that you're working through. And then honestly, we need to also ask for the discernment of when to say no. And we talked about this on another day in this devotional, but I truly believe that we're saying yes to too many things. We need to say no more often in a healthy way, in a God-honoring way, because then we're leaving room for a better yes. We're leaving room for an unhurried life, where we can still accomplish God's will, but leave time for rest, leave time for God's quote-unquote interruptions. They're interruptions to us, but not to him, because he already knows about them. And so are we leaving room for God to be God, for God to introduce us to someone who maybe needs some encouragement? Or maybe better yet, are we leaving room for God to use someone else to encourage us? Are we leaving space for that? Can we look at some of the things in our life and say, you know what? It can wait. Just like as I got those four different promptings on my phone, and right now I'm saying, you know what? They can wait. My time with you all in the Word with God is far more important right now. And I'm not trying to over-spiritualize it, but I can feel my urge. I can feel my temptation to want to check my phone right now. I'm sure you all felt that. Well, what do you do when you go to the restroom? You take your phone out. What do you do when you're out at dinner and then someone is busy or someone goes to the restroom or whatever? You take your phone out. What do? We're constantly distracting ourselves. And I don't want to get too far away from this devotional, but I think it's just really good to take an inventory of our time and what we're saying yes to. And in those examples, I am choosing to say yes to my phone's distractions than saying yes to maybe what God wants to download to me right now. And I think it's too much of that, right? It's way too much of me choosing to fill gaps with the world than fill gaps with God. And I know that that's not going to help my anxious thoughts of being too busy. And it's not going to help your anxious thoughts either of being too busy. It won't help us become unhurried. And so that's why I think whenever we practice Sabbath, it should be practiced in a specific way that brings rest to your soul and not just like rest to your physical body. There's something far deeper happening on Sabbath. So, wow, I feel like I was all over the place, but those are the things that are currently on my heart, and I hope it encouraged you all, and I'm going to pray sign out. Lord, thank you for this devotional. Thank you for being the answer to our prayers. Lord, thank you for curing our anxiousness, for helping our restlessness, for solving our problems and being our problem solver. You are the solution, God. Help us to not idolize the answered prayer. Help us to keep you on the throne of our heart, God, and not all the other circumstances that life bring to and fro, Lord. Lord, we love you. We want to better serve you. We want to better steward our time for you. And so, Lord, if there were any of these seven principles that we just learned over the past 7 days that you really want us to dive into, whether it's prioritizing what to say yes and what to say no to, whether it's just creating systems, whether it's creating less time of being isolated, but more times of solitude, whatever that may be, God, I pray that you'll reveal that to our minds right now, how we can better integrate you into our time and do it well, so that way we can still live lives that are somewhat busy, but they're unhurried. They're not anxious. They're not fretful. They're not frantic. They're not worried, God. I don't want to worry about things that you're not worried about, God. I say that to Tori all the time. If I'm not worried, you don't need to be worried. God, I don't want to worry about things if you're not worried, and you're not worried. You're the Prince of Peace. You're the ultimate comforter. You are our Lord and our Savior, our God. We love you, Lord, and we pray in your Son's name. Amen. That prayer was also all over the place, but I love it. Now is that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.